Good morning.
Oh,
how are you?
My goodness. I am so excited right now.
I'm so glad you are. I'm really nervous.
The big kid in me is like, oh my goodness. Yes, you have got so much going on. I'm flipping through the festival program now here and it should be a bound book. It's enormous. Take me through the process. When did you start putting together this festival?
Wow, when did I start putting this process together? Officially, in February. So I was asked by Xil Powerhouse to come back to the centre and to curate the festival. So I started in February, one day a week. And from March to June, I was working 2 days a week.
Wow.
Since this week and next week, I'm there full time.
I don't know how you've put this much together in just 1 or 2 days a week since February. But you started the festival kind of 2011, was it?
2011, that's correct.
How's it evolved over this time? Has it just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger each year?
Oh, it sure has. That's a really great question. I mean, I was working at Casula Powerhouse in 2011 as a theatre producer curator, and at that time I proposed an idea to the director because I thought I could see that there was a really big gap across Western Sydney for art experiences for children and families. So I approached the Arts Centre with a proposal to develop a children's festival, and I could see at that time what was happening in different states in Australia and also overseas, and it was approved, and Liverpool City Council were really enthusiastic by it. So enthusiastic, they said, let's make this a free festival.
Oh, wow.
So it was Liverpool City Council's commitment to the community and to the region. And so it started off as a three-day event. The first one was called Casula for Kids. And in comparison to now, it was quite small. I mean, definitely weren't as many events, but the whole focus was about creating unique art experiences for children. In 2011, and between 2011 and 2012, what drove me was wanting to create spaces for children to take leadership,
okay,
in their own spaces through art. And so in 2012, we developed the WOW Kids Reporters, so where children are the eyes and ears of the festival, and they were invited to undergo a media training program.
Oh, my goodness.
With Curious Works, and that is still happening. And if it's okay, I'd love to share the story of the WOW Reporters.
Please.
So it started off as an opportunity for children to learn just the basic skills in media, in interview techniques, video editing, and filming. And the very first festival, I think we had about 5 children. We ran a workshop last week, and there were 16 reporters plus 1 parent, because this year we invited parents to also be involved.
Oh, fantastic.
And over the years from 2012 to now, we've seen we've seen the same children get involved, and now they've actually brought on their siblings.
Oh, gorgeous.
So this year we have 3 lots of siblings involved.
Oh, beautiful.
It's been extraordinary. And children who were involved in it and who are no longer a part of it are now volunteering for the festival.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been quite
a wild ride.
It's quite remarkable. It's probably my favorite program in the WOW Festival.
That's gorgeous. And see, because it's not just for kids, it's a whole family experience as well. Of course, children are the focus, and giving them kind of the experience that they don't get through art a lot of the time. Museums and spaces like that are generally kind of look, don't touch.
That's
grown up spaces, and now you're telling them to go and jump in the sandpit and have as much fun as they can. But I think that it's beautiful that it's a whole family activity. It's for mum, it's for dad, it's for the kids. It looks, and it's for me too, because I'm too excited about this to be honest.
No, you're right. It is. No, it's right. It is a family experience. We wanted to create that. Over the years, I mean, just from my thought process in 2011 to now has just changed, and it's been informed by the patrons of the festival, and from having conversations with parents in parks.
Okay.
Where, people express their their concerns about or their fears or their joy and their joys of watching their children grow, and also wanting to have experiences with their children, and sometimes the limitations that they have in having experiences with their kids, whether it's because of work or other things that may stop that. So this year we've been playing with the theme Art of Play.
Okay.
And Art of Play for children and their adult friends. Adult friends being like their families, like their, you know, like their carers, relatives, their grown-up friends. And we really just want people to come and experience a day out of like the home,
yeah.
And to create like really just unusual and unique experiences. So families can play in sandpits, they can go on a food and foraging tour with the amazing Diego Boneto. They can do yoga. So every morning we have a yoga class at 10 o'clock, which goes for 25 minutes, because
oh, wow.
At 10:30 a lot of the workshops and performances begin.
Mm.
They can join in a writing workshop led by Westwards.
Oh wow!
And that's for the whole family. There's a junk orchestra family workshop where people can participate together. And then of course, like there are the performances in the theater and in the performance space and also outdoors. We want people to come and play.
Yes.
Like just we want everyone to come and play, and it's definitely not just for the kids, but it's definitely for everybody.
This is beautiful. I know it's like picking a favorite child, but what are you most looking forward to at the event?
Oh, that is the hardest question.
I know, it's a hard one. I've flipped through the program, and I've got to say the Meet the Orchestra would have to be my favorite that I've seen, because when I was a kid, I was told music was great and fun, but don't make any noise in the house. You're not allowed to play the saxophone like Lisa Simpson,
wow.
Which was really sad. But this would be like an amazing chance for kids to go and experience something that they're not surrounded by all the time, and really an inspiring and kind of fun play space.
Yeah, so. And what's exciting about Meet the Orchestra is it's led by, the orchestra is the Western Sydney Youth Orchestra, which is an arm of the Sydney Youth Orchestra. And they've been a part of the festival since 2011. The orchestra themselves are children and young people. There'll be about 25 members in the orchestra. Essentially for toddlers. So they will perform a piece, and then the toddlers get a chance to definitely dance in the space, and then they can meet the orchestra afterwards. They can touch
beautiful.
Their instruments. Yeah, so it'll be quite beautiful.
Young people interacting with other young people really brings together a beautiful sense of community.
Absolutely.
And the things that kids can come up with when they're given space to be creative.
Absolutely. We're running also a workshop called The Art of Being a Creative Kid. And that's children running art workshops for children. And there are three sessions on Wednesday, and two of them have booked out. So that speaks volumes.
Be still my heart. That sounds like the cutest thing ever too.
And that was one of the first workshops that booked out. And that
wow.
was within the first week of it going on sale.
Amazing.
So that says a lot, right?
That's crazy. So where do people go to book workshops? Where do people go to make sure that they get into the things that they want to do?
Go to the website. www.wayoutwestfestival for children.
Double checking.
I am double checking.
Look, we'll pop the website on the podcast at the end of the show.
But go straight to the program, and it's probably go straight to like the program on the website, and then you can see everything there. Or alternatively, look on the calendar, which is in the program tab. Tap on calendar, and then you can see everything that's going on
laid out nice. And
There's also an ages chart, so you can it makes it a bit easier as well.
Happy days. Well, Claudia, unfortunately we're gonna have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
I can stay in chat all day.
Honestly, I could chat all day about this. I don't have children, I don't know very many children, but I'm excited either
I hope
way.
To see you there.
Oh, you will, do not worry.
Yeah, great.
I'll be in the sandpit putting sand in my pants.
That's where I'm gonna be.
Yep. Claudia, thanks so much for joining us this morning.